coach has caught his breath or trying to catch his breath for a minute. You know, when you're going to have a season and you're going to make some things happen, you've got to win games like this to have that kind of season.
Well, you're not always going to be at your best, Joe, and we certainly were not at our best tonight, and I feel responsible for that. It was obvious to me yesterday in practice that we had lost the edge that we needed as a group, as a team. I'm not saying just the players, as a team. We had lost the edge that we need in order to be good, and it was obvious yesterday. What you don't know is you don't know if you can get that back. Usually you don't think that you know it doesn't happen like that. Consistent practice usually makes for consistent performance, and we were great in practice on Tuesday, not good at all yesterday. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. We didn't do a good enough job as a staff to get those guys ready and to keep our edge where it needs to be. That's our fault. That's our fault. We've got to get them right and keep them right. And we just lost something between Tuesday and Wednesday, and then it carried over to today. So, I'm proud of the fact that even on a night when we weren't our best, that we were still able to pull out a victory. But obviously we're going to have to play a lot better if we want to be the kind of team that we can be.
You had concerns, obviously, a South Alabama team that penetrates and drives and drives and drives and keeps coming. You know, they're kind of an awkward team to play in having to deal with that. They presented some problems, didn't they?
Well, you know, as I told you before the game, their perimeter players are very, very good. It's not, you know, they're high major players playing on the perimeter for them. Just because they've had a couple stops before they got to South Alabama doesn't make them anything less. We just didn't. But it wasn't even a matter of their style. They were very patient, deliberate to penetrate and get what they wanted, which is very smart. But it was just our lack of readiness. We did things tonight that we just typically don't do, and that's what happens when you lose your edge. And again. I'm responsible. I'm the edge coach. You know, I'm the one responsible for having that kind of edge, for having that attitude that you need in order to be really competitive. And I didn't get my job done the last 2 days. So that's the first thing that has to be fixed.
Right out of the gate, AJ gets two fouls in the first 40 seconds. You have to come in and play Allen a lot in the first half. Did you have reservations about playing AJ in that first half, or did you just feel like you really didn't have any choice as well?
Well, we played AJ some, but we really don't have any choice unless we wanted to go small. Yeah. And I thought Allen played very well. I thought Allen gave us a good night. He missed those free throws, which I felt badly about because, you know, that's kind of a tough situation. But he needs to step up and make those. But Allen's an excellent foul shooter. He just mm-hmm. happened to miss a couple. But as I started thinking about it, those may be the first pressurized free throws he's ever had to shoot.
Yeah.
So even though he's a senior, he's a young senior playing experience wise. But nevertheless, I thought he gave us great minutes. And then we had to play AJ some in the first half, even after he got the fouls. And then in doing so, we were able to get Allen a rest. And then AJ doesn't pick up any more fouls. So he plays whatever, how many minutes he plays the rest of the game, he doesn't pick up another foul. So that was really a crucial thing for us.
Well, Kevin, in a game like this, you got so many situations down the stretch, you know, situational play, end of regulation. I thought you were going to pull off another one of those full court winners.
Well, he was open, but we didn't have Jason Huerta to make that pass, I guess. To their defense, we haven't practiced that one.
Yeah.
But in any event, we had a lot of situations tonight, and we probably at the end of the first overtime we didn't execute, and that's my fault. We obviously, as hard as we think we work on those things, we did a really poor job then. I don't know what we were thinking, but we're gonna have to get that one straightened out because that was poor job on our part to have our guys knowing what they should do, I guess. But in any event, you know, fortunately it worked out and we were able to get good looks when we needed them. And Shane made some big shots. Right. AJ certainly made some big plays. Red made a couple big shots there late. And so, if it's true that all's well that ends well, then all's well, I guess.
I don't know how many times we asked this question before. Tim and I immediately, you get into the second overtime, you're up 3:11 seconds to go. The discussion begins. Do you foul? Do you play it out? How much of a discussion do you guys have like that?
Well, I wanted to foul I wanted to get the 54 with the ball and foul him. And even when they were down two, I wanted to do that so that we didn't take a chance on a 3-point shot. And I got talked out of it by my staff. But he never got the ball, so it really wouldn't have made any difference. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of things going on tonight, a lot of different situations and different ideas and strategies that had to be employed. And I did think that our guys did a pretty good job, with the exception of that last possession of the first overtime. I thought we did a good job of executing when the heat was on and getting the ball where we needed to get it.
You made some changes, too, with Walker on Merritt at times. I mean, you really kind of threw some things out there that defensively seemed to really pay off down the stretch.
Well, Andre did a good job for us defensively, and Shane did a great job defensively, I thought. So we were okay, but we've got to get a lot better. And certainly one of the things that will help us get a lot better is if we can keep AJ in the game and not feel like we're strapped with foul problems, because he is the focal point inside of what we're trying to do. So that's got to be one of the things that's addressed quickly. But nevertheless, it was a long, hard fought game, and we feel fortunate to win it. We certainly congratulate South Alabama, because I thought they came in and played a great game.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say it's tough with a game coming up about 36 hours from now, but you've played them 24 hours apart already, so they may be used to this a little bit.
Well, that's why you do it a little bit, is you go play in those tournaments for that very reason. But, this will still be a quick, short turnaround, and I'm hopeful that that we can respond okay to it and play well. But it's going to be it'll be a challenge for sure. And sure appreciate the crowd that was here tonight, and hope that we can give them something to be really excited about on Saturday.
Congratulations on win number 150 as a Vanderbilt coach.
Well, thank you.